This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. So Facebook, this is their new policy now. They're banning all content that they say is, quote, misinformation or a hoax about vaccines. And how do they determine what's a hoax? Well, they defer to the World Health Organization, which is, of course, a corrupt, fraudulent quack science front group run by the pharmaceutical industry. And so if you have content that contradicts the World Health Organization view of things, even though they're dishonest and full of falsehoods, then you're going to be banned on Facebook. But here's what's really astonishing about this. The U.S. government itself, through HHS, that's Health and Human Services, releases statistics publicly every quarter about the number of children who are harmed and paralyzed and maimed and hospitalized and killed by vaccines in the United States. So this, you can download the spreadsheet yourself. It's at vaers.hhs.gov. You can go there and download the numbers. And the United States even runs a vaccine injury compensation program, or sometimes called the secret vaccine court. Now, this vaccine injury compensation program, what they do is they tax every vaccine injection in America, something like, I don't know what it is, 20 cents, 50 cents, something like that. And this money goes into a giant fund. And then when children are harmed, maimed, killed by vaccines, their parents can file a claim with the secret vaccine court. And then the secret vaccine court hears their case and denies most payouts. But even then, they've paid out now almost $4 billion to families of children that are damaged and killed by vaccines. But as part of the payment, the families have to sign an agreement that says they won't talk about it. That's right. You get censored even to get a payout. So the billions of dollars that have been paid out to families prove that vaccines harm some children, which Facebook says is a hoax. So think about this. We live in a time when Alex Jones, InfoWars, was deplatformed from every online tech platform, Facebook and all the others, because it was claimed that he said that Sandy Hook never happened, that he said children didn't die in the Sandy Hook shooting. And this was used to bludgeon Alex Jones, even though they took his quotes out of context and so on. And he later clarified that that's not what he meant. But they use that to bludgeon Alex Jones and say that he's an evil person and he has to be deplatformed. Well, now Mark Zuckerberg is saying the same thing about vaccines. He's saying that all those vaccine-injured children were never injured, that it's a hoax, he says. Facebook says. I mean, that's Facebook's policy now, that there's no such thing as children killed by vaccines. So this Facebook has become the Sandy Hook conspiracy theorist of the vaccine industry. Essentially, Mark Zuckerberg is claiming that it's a false flag that all these autistic children don't exist, he says. So when you see videos about autistic children and you see the vaccine damage that has been caused to them, Mark Zuckerberg says that is a hoax and that those children are crisis actors. That's what he's saying, essentially. It's incredible. So now Facebook has become the conspiracy theory hub of the vaccine industry, which says that nobody's ever injured by vaccines. Well, that's going to come as a huge shock to all the families who received the billions of dollars in payouts because their children were, of course, harmed and killed by vaccines. It's going to come as a big shock to all of the autistic children, of which there are hundreds of thousands now across America, not just children, but adults, autistic adults. Is Zuckerberg saying that those children aren't real? That those people don't exist? So is Mark Zuckerberg, is he a vaccine Holocaust denier at this point? Because that's what it sounds like. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, a person who apparently is someone of Jewish faith, denying the mass harming and death of globally millions of children across over the last 25 years caused by vaccines. Why would Mark Zuckerberg say that that was a hoax? It sounds like a Holocaust denier in, you know, modern day Europe, claiming that there wasn't, that the Holocaust never happened according to them. And that's what it sounds like Zuckerberg is doing now. And yeah, they're different. I mean, the historical Holocaust was Adolf Hitler killing millions of Jews, but they did it through, guess what? They did it through companies like Bayer that developed the Zyklon B gas. So it was a medical system. It was an industrial medicine system that developed the killing agents to kill the millions of Jews. I mean, not all of them were killed by that gas, of course, but millions were. And now here we have a modern day vaccine system that has a weaponized medical intervention that contains toxic chemical ingredients developed by the very same type of companies that were part of IG Farben working for the Nazi regime. And now they're killing children in America, as is proven by government statistics. And Mark Zuckerberg says that he denies that, that he's a denier of that mass death, that it's not happening, he says. Wow. Wow. What an insult to humanity. What a bunch of liars these people are. And it's horrendous when you think about where this is headed now. You see, Facebook says that only the, quote, official information will be allowed on Facebook. Well, the official information comes from, quote, authoritative sources. Well, what are the authoritative sources? Oh, the World Health Organization, which is corrupted and funded by the pharmaceutical industry. It's influenced. It's overrun by Big Pharma. So now Big Pharma controls the narrative about Big Pharma. The vaccine makers get to decide what people can say about vaccines. Now, in this environment, how would, if, let's just suppose there were a scandal in the vaccine industry. Suppose there was a science cover-up, which there have been many we've covered in the past. Suppose there was, oh, I don't know, vaccine industry medical experimentation on human children, which happened as well. Nigeria put out arrest warrants for the CEOs of Pfizer for killing Nigerian children in medical experiments. So these aren't wild what-if scenarios. This is stuff that happens. But if any of these things happen, how is any journalist supposed to sound the alarm on corruption and fraud in the vaccine industry when the vaccine industry controls what gets to be said about the vaccine industry, and the vaccine industry's official authoritative position is that the vaccine industry never lies? This is insane. But this is what Facebook is now doing, saying that we will only allow opinions and content to talk about vaccines in a way that is consistent with what the vaccine industry says is true. That's amazing. Can you imagine if Facebook said, you can't talk about the dangers of cigarettes because we're going to let Big Tobacco define the truth about smoking, and Big Tobacco is going to be the authoritative source on cigarettes. I mean, after all, who would know better than they? So any content that contradicts the truth that Big Tobacco says is going to be labeled misinformation or a hoax and deleted off Facebook. So any whistleblower that sounds the alarm on Big Tobacco is going to be shut off Facebook. What if they said that? How insane would that be? What about pesticides, herbicides, glyphosate? What if Facebook said, well, Monsanto tells the truth about glyphosate, and we're going to let Monsanto be the authoritative source on glyphosate. And anybody who says anything critical of glyphosate is going to be banned because it's a hoax, according to Monsanto. Could Facebook do that? Of course they could. They just did that with vaccines. So this is where we are now in society, where Facebook, and frankly, it's Twitter, it's Google, it's YouTube, it's everything. It's Apple. They're only allowing lies to exist in terms of content. Everything else is getting censored and banned, while children are being harmed, maimed, and murdered by vaccines, or, you know, pick your topic, abortion, pesticides, heavy metals, cigarette, you know, secondhand smoke, whatever. Facebook is out there defending and protecting the lies of the powerful corporations that are poisoning and murdering children. Because Facebook has decided that it is opposed to humanity, that Facebook supports crimes against children. Mark Zuckerberg is someone who is happy to see another Holocaust take place now in the form of vaccines, a Holocaust that specifically targets children. And he's okay with that. He denies it. He's a denier. He doesn't think that that's even happening. Or, well, of course, he knows it's happening. He's decided to lie to the public. He's decided to make Facebook enforce the lies. So this is where we are. It is extraordinary. And if you're going to get the truth, you got to come to, obviously, independent media websites like naturalnews.com that you know very well. We also have vaccines.news. And I need to, you know, we are funded by your support of the Health Ranger store. And the URL for that is healthrangerstore.com. We need your support. We thank you for your support. The number of customers we have is growing rapidly this year in 2019. Our orders are expanding. Our sales are expanding. We're getting more products in for you. It's amazing. Your support, I feel it. It is, I feel your, just your heartfelt support for our message of truth, our message of real research, investigations, real science. You can support us by going to healthrangerstore.com, shopping there. Over 700 products of supplements, superfoods, green living products for your home, all incredibly clean, laboratory verified, incredibly healthy. It's amazing. So check it out, healthrangerstore.com. And I thank you for your support. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger for Natural News.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this. And especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the
the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.